The Republicans are all campaigning in Florida. Here's what three of the top candidates are saying. First, Governor Mitt Romney, then Senator John McCain, then Mayor Giuliani.
You hear them talk about the change that they would bring to America, and I'm convinced they would change America. It just would not change in the way you want it to change.
We need to make those tax cuts permanent. Otherwise, Americans will experience an increase in their taxes and their business and their families.
We need someone who understands how to cut taxes, how to reduce spending, how to create that kind of stimulus for a private economy. I'm the one with the most experience in doing that.
And as we heard from Florida voter Phil Buchanan a moment ago, voters there are also going to decide on ballot measures to reduce some property taxes. But this tax cut would coincide with a state economy that is strained by deep deficits. Celeste Headley has this report.
Floridians don't have a lot of faith in the state's economy right now.
The economy is going.
Juanita Crowley is on her way to her job at a hair salon in Cooper City. Nearby, Sandra Beltran is waiting outside the vet's office with her huge black lab. I ask her if her friends are worried about the housing crisis in the state.
Of course they are.
That's the understatement of the year, she says. And in nearby Oakland Park, Mayor Larry Geer says he's waiting to fill 25 positions in his city government because of budget cuts. And he expects to have to cut between $2.5 and $4 million more this year.
One of our House of Representatives came to speak before us earlier this month, stating that this is the first time in the 8 years that he's been there that he's heard the word recession coming from the mouths of Senate and House representatives.
And of all the economic issues worrying the average Floridian, housing is perhaps the most dominant. Bersan from Boca Raton is standing toward the back of an enthusiastic Ron Paul rally. He says he'd like to stop renting someday, but isn't sure he can.
I'm an engineer. My wife is an engineer. We make close to $100,000 each of us. We cannot buy a house here. Can you believe that?
The economy was the main focus of Republican candidates at last week's debate in Boca Raton, but Wes Tyler of Tampa says he hasn't really heard what he needs to from candidates of either party.
Seems I haven't heard Obama or Mrs. Clinton or anybody talk about anything about Florida. I've listened to Giuliani and I've listened to McCain, but very little talk about Florida. It's more national and home defense and things like that.
Daniel Smith teaches political science at Florida University. He says the reason Floridians don't feel like the issue is being addressed is because it isn't. Democrats chose not to campaign here after the National Party decided to punish Florida for moving its primary date without permission. And Daniel Smith says Republicans have yet to offer a recovery plan that doesn't involve tax cuts.
I really don't think the tax cut message is the one that's going to resonate with most voters down here in Florida. Our taxes are much lower than the national average.
Florida, if you look at the numbers, our residents are not overtaxed. We are like 38 to 42 in the nation as far as total taxes. Our taxes are misapplied. We need reform. We don't need relief.
Ray Carol Armstrong is the mayor of Plantation. She says the property tax amendment that's on the ballot won't fix Florida's economic woes or even offer homeowners more than a few $100 in savings. She says her constituents expect the next president to make federal reforms in mortgage law and lower fuel costs to help pull Florida out of its economic decline. And she says thank God for the presidential primaries, because without them, the federal government would never have paid any attention to the country's struggling middle class.
Their heads were buried in the sand, and no one was taking any initiatives on any front to recognize or address what middle-class Americans were saying and what was happening in the economy. The presidential primary and the debates have brought that topic to the forefront.
Avis Belford of Boca Raton says candidates are going to have to start talking seriously about the housing crisis soon because Floridians are angry, and for the Republicans at least, there are a lot of delegates at stake.
It's not only in Florida, it's happening in California and New York also. So eventually, probably in 6 or 7 more months, they have to acknowledge it whether they like it or not.
Belford plans to vote for Ron Paul on Tuesday. Many of the other voters we spoke to are still undecided. But all say on the top of their minds when they head to the polls will be their concern that Florida's economy doesn't have much further to fall. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headley in Fort Lauderdale.